Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I can rock where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But
praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight, just wanting to introduce you to the Lord and tell you the greatest miracle that they are to be saved is to have salvation. So we're just going to worship the Lord tonight in spirit and truth, and you're out there listening to us, give us a call at 347-308-8524, and we'll get you in here with us. We'll just have a great time in the Lord and just worship the Lord. And we want to greet everybody out there in the world, no matter where you're at, what country you're in. We're going to the Lord in prayer at this time and just pray for your needs and pray for you, then we'll get back into the Word here just in a few minutes. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you right now, God, Lord, you see the people, Lord, out there in the radio land. Father, we ask you, God, that you will just touch them. Lord, that you will save them, God. Save that soul, Lord, that's so near to hell, Father, that's dying without any hope. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father. We know, God, that there's no other way but go through salvation, through you, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, God. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We want you to give us a call now and get in here with us, and let's just worship the Lord and have a great time in the Lord. And we've got a scripture here, the fourth chapter of Acts, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, you know, tonight I want us to think about that. You know, there's no other name given under heaven tonight through Jesus Christ. You know, we got to come to Him and ask Him into our life if we want to make heaven our home. And, you know, I don't know anybody that wants to die and just go to hell. But, you know, if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know, you're doomed for a devil's hell. And that's where you're going to spend eternity, in a lake of fire that burneth forever and ever, where the fire is not quenched and the worm dies not. And, you know, my friend, you don't have to go there. You can just come down to the altar of a prayer and just ask God to come into your life and just come into your heart and change you, and he'll change you. He'll make a new creature out of you. And I just praise God tonight that He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that we could believe on Him and that we could have life. And, you know, it's important today that you think about that. There's no other name given under heaven that whereby that a man must be saved but through the name of Jesus. And, you know, I tell you what, it's something to think about tonight. Where are you going to spend eternity, and who that you're calling up on for your salvation? So you're out there tonight. We want you to call in now and just obey the Lord and just worship the Lord with us. The number is 347-308-8524. So give us a call and we'll put you right on the line here with us, and we'll just have a good time in the Lord. So just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 1 and 16 there, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also the Greeks." Praise the Lord. 706, you're on the air. Come on and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Pastor George Downs. I'm with the Soul Harbor Church Ministry out of Rome, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. We're glad to have you on there with us tonight. And I believe this is the first time you've been on with us, but we're speaking tonight about salvation. We want you just to get right in here with us and just speak whatever God gives you to speak about there tonight. And we're wanting to see the lost souls saved, see people sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and delivered and set free from this world and the troubles of this world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just read there a minute ago. I don't know if you heard you hear the scriptures that I read there.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any comment or anything the Lord giving you on any of them?
We've been talking about the end of time. You know that men are getting lover of themselves and their own pride instead of the love of God. We see in the world get into such a situation that people are worrying and some having heart attacks. Well, this is all that the Bible talks about.
Yes,
and right now, I believe we're closer now than we've ever been, and all it is the appearing of the Lord. And I tell you, the way things are getting right now, people need to stop, look around, read their Bible, and they can tell how short it's going to be.
Yes, amen. Well, I tell you, I believe time's running out, and people don't really realize how close it is to the end of the time. You know, I know I don't know, and nobody else knows. Jesus, his own self, said he didn't know the time that the Father put in his own power, that he was going to come back and get his own. But I believe that, praise God, that he's going to come back soon. I believe the Father's sitting up there now just about ready to say, "Son, go back and get my children," because, you know, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the very thing going on now, that like the homosexuals and the lesbians and the queers and all them people coming out of the closets. And I preached a message years ago about, you know, the Christians went in the closet and the homosexuals and the things come out of the closet. And it's time that the Christians come out of the closet and let the homosexuals go back into the closet.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for that very same thing. And,
yeah,
you know, if people don't get salvation and get to praying and seeking God, you know, the Lord could look down and destroy this place because, you know, the very thing that's going on then is going on today. And I just thank God that we can be a child of God and we don't have to be destroyed by him, because God is able, and I believe he'll take care of us, and I believe he'll take us out before he looks down here and rains fire up on this earth. I believe his children will be delivered out of it.
Yes, they will. Amen.
Praise. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, God said that he was coming back, and I tell you the time is nearing. And, you know, you was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. What destroyed them is what's destroying so many people today. They ain't got faith in the Lord. And Lot's wife, she turned around and turned to a pillar of salt. That was just because of her unbelief and faith. And so
Amen.
Many people today are turning around instead of going straight to the mark. God's got prepared for them. We see suicides. We see people that's killing and murdering. You know, God's going to get tired of that one of these days. And like you said, with the prostitutes and the gays and the lesbians and all that, God's going to get tired of that and tell Jesus to come and get his people. I don't believe he'd let his people stay much more longer in this thing. Of course, like you said, we never know when the Lord's coming. Only he knows. But I'll tell you what, it's just like them virgins. Everybody had better be ready or the door will be shut on them.
Amen. That's right. You know, whenever the door was shut, the others didn't have enough oil to get them no wars either. Just the ones
that's
that
right.
had their lamps trimmed, their wicks trimmed, and was full of oil, the only ones that got to stay and go in.
That's
right. Them five, you know, the other five, they didn't have enough. You know, they wanted to buy, but they couldn't. And that's what's going to happen to the people today, that they'll be wanting to buy oil, but there won't be none to spare. It's just enough. Every
Amen.
Man's got enough for his own self to
Amen.
Get in filling. And I tell you, I want to have my wick trimmed. I want to have my lamp full of oil. And I want to hear him say, well done, Lloyd. Come on and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what it's going to take. And it's going to take salvation to do it.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, without the salvation of God and without his mercy, we wouldn't go nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Without the blood of Jesus being applied to our sins and have our sins under the blood, we'll not go nowhere but to a lake of fire. But if we've got our sins under the blood and we're washed in the blood, then our soul will be white as snow, and we'll be able to go into the kingdom of God and to hear him say, come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
I tell you, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I tell you what, I believe today that if we're a child of God, we've got that following us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What you got there, brother? Praise the Lord.
I'll tell you what, it's just remarkable what the Lord's doing right now. We've seen a lot of healings, and you know, the Lord said that in the last days he'd pour out his spirit on mankind. Well, we're seeing a lot of things come to pass, people with cancer not having cancer anymore, and only God could do that.
Amen. That's right. And you know, you mentioned that there, seeing miracles. You know, Saturday night here, we put another broadcast on the air, and we've done it live from our home here, just like we're doing this here. And we had a lady here with us and her husband, and I had him to preach for me last Saturday night. And his wife was hurting real bad in her shoulders. She was in her arm, and she was about to cry. She was hurting so bad. But she asked us to pray for her, and first they asked for a drink of water, and we went in here, and my wife did, and got some water, and gave her, and the water come from Miracle Valley, Arizona. And so the Lord split it up, and she drunk half of it, not knowing she drunk it, and from Miracle Valley, Arizona, and her husband drunk the other half. And she asked us to pray for her, and we prayed for her. And God gave her a miracle sitting here on the couch. I mean, she was shouting, praising God, and slinging that arm coming up overhead. She said, look here, I couldn't do that. Look here, I couldn't do that. And God gave her a miracle sitting right here on our couch Saturday night. I know God is still God, and I know he's still alive. I know he's still doing the miracles, but he always will. To anybody that will believe him and accept him and take him for what he says.
Amen. That's the God we serve.
Amen. I tell you what, I praise God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got another caller come in here. Area code 228. Tell us who you are and where you're at there.
I'm Evangelist Bobby Bryant from South Mississippi.
Praise the Lord there, Brother Bobby. Glad to have you in there. We got Brother Downs in there from Rome, Georgia, in there with us tonight, too. So we're speaking on salvation tonight, brother. And
great.
I done read this verse right here, but I'll read it again since you're just joining us here. Acts the 4th chapter and verse 12. Neither is there any... neither is there salvation on in any other, for there is none among men whereby we must be saved. Let me read that again. I messed up. I want to get that correct. Neither is there salvation or in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'll get it right there. Praise God. I couldn't get it over there. That's what we're speaking on tonight. So what's the Lord maybe is speaking to you there about that verse or another verse or about salvation or something. Won't you just feel
Brother,
to obey the Lord?
This is a Greek word, S-O-T-E-R-I-A. It is translated saving deliverance from the preservation, from the destruction of judgment of Noah's flood, Hebrews 11 and 7. Saved from the enemies, Luke 1:71. Saved from sins, Romans 10:1-10. Delivered from slavery, Acts 7:12. Health, preservation of life and physical health, Acts 27:34, salvation from physical infirmity, and it goes on, brother. Salvation delivers you from all of this, and it's all brought by the blood of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what some woman is saying. Jesus said, I am the way. You can only see the Father through me. There's no other salvation.
Amen. No other way. We've all got to go through Jesus.
That's it, brother.
That's the only way. You know, he said there in John over there, said if you come up any other way, you're same as a thief and a robber. You know, we've all got to go through.
Amen.
We've got to go through the door.
Amen. He said, I am the door.
I am the door. Praise God. You're still all right with us, ain't you, Brother Downs?
Yes, I am, and I'm sure enjoying listening to y'all talking. You know, it's like I said before, the Lord has been so good to us, and he's been a whole lot better to us than we've been to him. And
amen.
You know, it's time. The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few.
Amen, brother.
And we need to be harvesting every day of our lives to try to bring people to Jesus. It's so easy to sit down and not do nothing, but it's time for us to get into the fields and start harvesting the fields and being laborers for the Lord and bringing people in, because time is so short according to the signs of times in Matthew 24. And, you know, we need to be working harder than we've ever worked before in our lives to try to get these people that are not saved. And these people that's got things against other people, they need to learn to forgive, forget, and love them just as Jesus done us.
Amen.
Well, brother, I tell you, this salvation is brought about. I was talking to Brother Yearwood last night when Jesus was in the garden. Well, let's back up. When he told the disciples what he had to do, Peter says, oh, no, not you. He said, Satan, get behind you. You know, Satan was even affected Luke. Well, it come on down to the garden. In the garden, the salvation was so great that he prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He was talking about not letting him die in that garden. Satan tried to kill him at every opportunity. Well, he prayed, Father, don't let me die in this garden, because he knew he had to go to the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there's no redemption for sin. He knew what he had to do. He prayed to his Father and our Father, don't let the flesh part of him die in the garden. Let him go on to the cross. In Hebrews 12:2, he said, the joy that set before him, he endured the cross.
Yes, he did.
He knew he could.
Amen.
Amen.
But praise God that he carried it through, or we wouldn't be here.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. You know, without Jesus went to the cross and was shedding the blood of his own life for our sins, we wouldn't have had opportunity because, you know, I don't know about you brothers, but I know for my own personal self, I couldn't afford to buy a dove every day or buy an ox to offer up as a sacrifice. And, you know, that blood there, it just lasted for a little while.
It lasted just a year and had to go back and do the same thing.
Just a year. And then it's all over and you had to go back and do it again. And you had to go to a priest. And I was thinking today, you know, I thank God I don't have to go to the priest and confess my sins to him. I go to Jesus Christ, the Most High Priest.
That curtain was about 60 foot tall and about 2 foot or so thick. It was rent in twain. Gave us perfect opportunity to go to God with our problems through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. I feel it. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you what, God's presence is so good, so strong. It's just joy unspeakable. It's just like Jeremiah said, like fire shut up in my bones. You know, whenever.
Yeah.
Gets anointed, gets the moving in you. You can't control it. And you don't want to control it because you want to let the blessings of God flow out. The Spirit will bear witness one with another, and people that can be around can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost from us.
Amen, brother.
That's what Jesus told us to do. He said, let this, you know, be rivers of living water flow out of your inner being, and when it's a flowing out.
Yeah, they you.
Sitting near you, they're going to get a little bit of it. And I thank God for it. Praise God. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and want to glorify the Father, which is in heaven. And I thank God tonight that we can say that we can feel the presence of the Almighty, and I'm not ashamed of
it. Amen. I tell you, when he said rivers of living water, my Lord and my God, rivers of living water will flow out of your innermost being. My God, the Holy Spirit will be upon you. My God, let me tell you something, brother. There's no better feeling in the world to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the grace of God. My God, my God.
Amen.
Man.
Right.
You know, some people say that Jesus come back for only the Jews. I beg to differ with them. He come back for all people.
He come back after everyone that's been washed in his blood and got the name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Right,
that's
here,
it, brother.
Right here, Hebrews 2 and 3 says, Now, I say, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. You know, how are they going to escape, brother, if they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? You know, people today right here on this radio is listening to us, and they're hearing us speak about salvation And if they reject it, they're not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. I have another call in here. 508, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Victor A. Besong of our celebration talk show, calling out of the city of Brockton in Massachusetts. Also a host of our celebration talk show Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you, good brother.
Amen.
Amen.
God of God, how are you?
We're blessed, brother, and we're just praising God, and we're speaking on salvation tonight.
Yeah.
And I just read the verse there in Hebrews 2 and 3. Did you hear me read it there?
Yeah. Hebrews?
Yeah, Hebrews 2 and 3.
2 and 3, okay. It was 2 3. Yeah. Tell you,
well, brother, there's another scripture here. You find it in Isaiah, in the 66th book of Isaiah, the 21st. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord of all, out of all nations, upon horses and chariots and litters, and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the children of Israel bring an offering for a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. This proves that all people on earth will not see. Well, no, go back up here. Oh. Again, God speaks of the Gentiles helping to gather Israel from the lands back to the promised land, where they will become the eternal nations under the Messiah. My God, that's talking about the Gentiles helping the Israelites come back together.
Yeah.
Praise Lord.
Praise God.
What's the Lord speaking to you there?
Praise the Lord. This is a rich subject. This is the reason why God has many names.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Olam, Tiskeno. And people don't know, this is God's attempt. Religion is man's attempt to reach out to God. But relationship through all this medium, through even God picking out Israel, Abraham from the city of sin, that gives us hope that anybody who is in the city of sin now could pick out like good old Abraham, who sought after God, and God saw him, picked him out, and made him a nation. So somebody may be listening right now and think they're nothing. God wants to use you, pick you out, and make you a nation. That will become a blessing to other nations, other believers. So God, salvation is very, very paramount. If we are on earth desiring and striving to become the best we want to be outside salvation plan, we will be of all men most miserable. And I tell you, somebody's listening now, you say if you get a new car, you'll be okay. You get a new job, a pay raise, you'll be all right. Those are all little salvations. If you are saved from the war, some of you made a pledge. And when you go to go to war and then you're secured, like Jephthah did, and then you come back, that's all temporal salvation. Permanent salvation, like the word says here in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape the question if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? You know, there's no any other way. Acts chapter 12, verse 4, I believe, said, whereby man shall be saved. There's no competition in religion. You see, people say Islam had that as a way. Jesus did not come to compete with any, because he cannot compete with the things he created. He created these things for him. All things were created for him and unto him. So, precious ones, you're listening. This is your time to get into that green zone. In Iraq, there's what they call green zone, where if they can shoot it, but they still get into the green zone with some missiles or whatever. But this is a green zone where Satan can shoot all his weapons he wants and yet will not get you in it. Salvation in the Lord. The Bible says, behold, if any man be in Christ, becomes a new creature, all things are passed away. You will not struggle to become. You just
Amen.
Be because you responded to the plea of heaven. Heaven says, come, and then you come to be. Be as God wants you. God bless.
Brother, I like this too. And you find in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, it says above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wast not, neither hath pleasure therein, which
yes,
are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do the will of God. He take away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we were all sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. He is the only way, the only sacrifice, the only way to see God is through him.
Yes.
Salvation, it even tells you over in John, salvation is of the Jew. Well, what did he come as? He was a Jewish carpenter. John says salvation is of the Jew. It is Jesus, the only salvation that man knows.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I like this right here too. It's Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
That's another
I'd like to explain this. It says right here, this could be understood two ways. He takes away the first sacrifice to establish the sacrifice of Christ. He takes away the old covenant to establish the new.
Yes,
by the will of God is preparing Christ as a sacrifice. We are sanctified and perfected. And summing up his judgment for the abolishment of the law and the establishment of the new covenant, Paul emphasized two things. The utter helplessness and emptiness of the earthly priest standing daily to minister sacrifice that can never take away sins. It's the only sin bearer that does anything for us is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God. I believe you was about to speak there, wasn't you, Brother Victor?
Yes.
Go
ahead. Yeah. Salvation and Savior. See, salvation stands as the Savior is here. Now, take for instance now that each time a regime comes and a regime goes, people get to raise their hopes up. Thank God for even the election that just took place. Yes, everybody desired a change, and I wish people would think. Thank God for the slogan. It matches the change from the inside, not just outside. Because soon, when the year just comes by, people make a New Year resolution of how they can save themselves away from the things they know is not befitting. And yet, in a few days, they fall back. You see, you have salvation. Man could cook up a salvation for himself, which people are doing. Some are in church. And they think paying their tithe and offerings and doing everything is salvation. Whereas salvation is an inward operation that God carries out. And then you have to meet a person. And then like each time, like President, like now, everybody's looking up to him to do the magic. It cannot. the Savior is standing by to welcome, to receive as many. He's the one who saved. He's the one who will save even President-elect and saved President who's still sitting right now, and anyone that will come in the future, because many people's hope is placed on the wrong thing. Let us pull our hope from the money deals, from any kind of deal, even in the ministry, and put upon the Savior. Amen. Salvation is the method of redemption, that there's one who is a person we have to make connection to, and that's none other than Jesus the Christ. He made himself available, and he can now leave connected with the spirit of anybody who is willing to be saved. Today we have too much going. People don't know what salvation means. People don't know what repentance means. They think repentance is putting your name in the register of a church, and yet many are going to be shocked to be cast out and say, I know you not, depart from me. We don't want to do that. Salvation is open now. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, salvation is open. Anybody, Nicodemus did not have it. He was a teacher of the Jew. He knew the letter, but he didn't know the Rhema. He had a spoken word, but the spoken word spoke to him. He got born again. And salvation comes about with being born again. And that is from the Spirit, not just going into mother's womb. So salvation is a method, and then Savior is the person who fulfills that method.
Born from above, brother.
Amen.
I was
looking over this as he was talking, and what come to me was 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 13.
Yes.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he that which is called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do you believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your whole souls in obeying the truth throughout the scripture into unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Ooh.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which is by the gospel is preached unto you. You know, so many people, like the brother said, they think that church is going to get them to heaven. But I'm going to tell you something. The church is not our church. It's God's church.
Amen.
It's the Lord's church. Going to a building is not going to church. You can't go to church by going to a building. You're going to fellowship with God's people. The real church is the baptized believers in their heart.
Church
meeting
together.
So much of the old saying, fable saying, well, I'm going to church and I'm doing right. No, you're not going to church. You're going to God's house. Because if you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are the church.
Yes.
And we need to live our lives as a reminder to people that are lost that God is holy, that we're living for God and trying to bring them to Jesus before it's too late. I'm telling you, if we don't get out here in these fields and do something with this harvest, there's a lot of people going to bust hell wide open, and the blood's going to be on our heads. So we need to get out there. We need to be in God's army. We need to fight more than we've ever fought in our lives. And these kids that are lost and out here on drugs and stuff, we need to be ministering to them and trying to get them into the Lord. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have the Lord's help. But with God's help, and, you know, just like little old David when he killed Goliath, he didn't do it. The Lord led that stone directly to the mark because God was backing him up. And we as preachers need to do that today with God's word.
Well, brother, I tell you, you're reading out of Peter. I mean, it got some good. It says right here, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that you faint and hope, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your soul and obeying the truth. That's just what you was talking about, brother.
Amen.
Seeing that you have purified your soul and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unchanged love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, and that's out there in the world too, brother.
Amen.
You've got to show the world the love of God and emanating from you for that love to draw them to God.
Amen.
Amen.
But, you know, it was just like, I didn't want to get the wrong thing across, but people need to go to the together with God's people, because God says in his way of fellowship one with another,
amen,
you know, in
brother.
His house. But when we start talking about church, we're going to have to separate God's house from the church, because the church is in our hearts, and the church house is where we go to fellowship with his people. And so many times there's preachers right now saying, well, you can do this and do that, and it's all right, and you'll go to heaven. They'll get up there, and they'll say the sinner's prayer with somebody. Let me tell you something. If God didn't give me something to, you know, to feel, I wouldn't know I was saved. Amen?
Amen.
You need to know. God gives you that knowledge that you're saved. You know without a doubt. But when somebody gets up there and tells them to say the sinner's prayer and then tell them they're saved, that's no good, because I'm telling you what, you've got to know within your heart. You've got to feel it. God gives you something to feel. If he didn't give you something to feel, you wouldn't know you're saved. Amen?
And I tell you something too, brother. The devil is a master counterfeiter. You've got to be on guard. Jesus said, watch and pray. Let me tell you something. People goes down to that. You remember back a while ago, they went to the altar and prayed through. Now they go down there, it seems like 5 minutes, get up, hooray, I've got it all. Well, I hope so. I hope so. But the devil is a master counterfeiter. He can give you that oozy-goozy feeling too, as some people say. Brother, let me tell you something. You've got to be set, put your foot on a sure foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you, you know, talking about that, and I'll say this, and I'm going to let Tim sing a song, and you know, just keep your minds up on the Lord, and we'll get back in here just after he sings. But I want to say this. My mother, she's done gone to be with the Lord, but she lived to be a good Christian woman. But, you know, when she was just a young kid, her and another woman was young, about the same age. They went to this same church, growed up together in this church, and this woman got them go to the altar, and they went to the altar, and my mother said she kneeled down, and the other woman kneeled down, and they were down there about 2 or 3 minutes, and the woman looked at them and said, did you ask the Lord to forgive you? And they were just young girls, about 9 or 10 years old, and my mother said, yeah. I said, I asked him. She said, well, you're saved, honey, you're saved. I said, get up. So tell everybody you're saved, and told the other woman the same thing. So the other woman got up. My mother was 30, about 39 years old. She realized one night when she was in a good Holy Ghost service that she hadn't been saved. And she went up to an altar of prayer, and my daddy thought she was going up there seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but she was going up there to get saved. And whenever she got saved, then she knows she got saved. She turned around and started testifying about it. My daddy said, well, I thought you were saved all these years. She said, yeah. I said, I did too. Said, I was jerked up off from the altar. And the other woman was too. And Mom and her would talk. And she'd say, why? I said, Minnie, you know, we got saved together down there at this church at a certain time. We were a certain age. Said, you know we're saved. And Mom said, no, I wasn't, not until I went to the altar. And I made it right myself. You know, God will deal with us and let us know when we're right and when we're wrong. And people, yanking people up off from the altar like that is going to have blood on their hands because they didn't let that person make a contact into the...
Amen, brother.
To the
cross
on self.
Amen.
I know when I got saved, I was thinking today, and I was praising God. I got saved January the 19th at 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning of 1975, and I was on drugs, I was on pain thinner, and I was on alcohol, and I was really messed up. And I went to this store to buy some more booze because I had left a beer party, and I told everybody I'd be back directly with some more beer for them. Well, when I went back, I met up with a man, and he wanted to talk about the Lord. So they called the pastor and evangelist down, and they began to talk with me and began to pray with me. God come down and sobered me up, as sober as I am right now. And I felt the alcohol and the drugs and the paint thinner go right out the top of my head and go right out through the top of that car. And I've not been the same since. And I
praise God.
I knew that I got saved. Nobody didn't have to tell me, Lord, you got saved. And them preachers didn't tell me I got saved. I knew it in my heart that I got saved because
Amen.
I had a feeling in there that I hadn't had before, and I had the heaviness in there disappear.
Amen.
And God changed me. And if he changed me, he's going to change anybody else. People don't need to yank them up off from the altar. I'm going to let Tim sing right now, and we'll take just a minute for a break here. You just keep your minds up on the Lord and just keep praying wherever God gives you. We'll talk the time out or preach it out until the time ends. So go ahead,
Amen.
Yes, the story of Jesus, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I'm headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Appreciate that song. Praise God. Amen. I just want to mention while we are there, because sometimes people are told about salvation and the method to get to salvation, it's not really spelled out. A thought came to me. I said, let's add about repent and be converted, you see, to get to the nitty-gritty. Many people are not. In the book of Matthew, chapters 18, verse 3, it talks something about, let me just read it quickly. Matthew 18, 3, you see. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. At the state of mind, the state of the spirit, and not too many. People are still struggling with their lifestyle of old. They're in church, but they're struggling. The book of Romans chapter 7 shows us the two kinds of life, contrary one to another. The life in the spirit and life in the flesh. And not too many have gotten that. But thank God that Paul, when he got that struggle, like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. You know, it's always pain. Many people don't want to endure the pain to come and be metamorphosed, be changed. And I'm going to read also the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. If anybody's listening and you have not really been, we need some converted believers today.
Amen.
And what is conversion? That's the impact of salvation. If you're saved and then sanctified, fire baptized, and then we're not seeing changes, not change that we orchestrate ourselves, but changes that happen as a result of God. Because Ephesians 8:2-9 says, it is not of works, lest any man will be the gift of God through faith. You know, to produce that. Acts chapter 3, quickly, I just get out. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it reads, repent, therefore, and be converted. People have repented, but no conversion, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing comes, as repentance takes place and conversion, it's the root, shall come from the presence of the Lord. See, repentance with conversion puts us into the presence of the Lord. And if people begin to enjoy the presence of the Lord, they will not enjoy the presence of any other thing whatsoever. God bless.
Amen. Praise God.
Brother, I like this scripture too. It's found in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
That's
now
right.
Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us.
That's right.
In us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God.
Praise
I tell you, there's no end with Christ. You walk with Christ daily, I tell you, it's a eternal walk.
Yeah. Ryan, here's a verse, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Praise
all it takes, you know, people. We just get people to realize all they got to do is confess it to Jesus. You know, I've had people come to me over the years and want to confess to me, but I told them, I said, don't confess a thing to me. I don't care about what you've done, but God does. You confess your sins to Jesus, and he will forgive you. I used to pastor a church and had some Catholic people coming there, and they thought, you know, that they need to come and confess to me, and I finally got them told. I said, look, you don't confess a thing to me. I can't do nothing for you but pray for you. Jesus is the one that has to do the healing and has to do the saving. And so they both confessed to the Lord before the man died, and the lady, she went into a Methodist belief, but that's all right. If she's really got her sins under the blood and doing what God told her to do, then she's saved, as far as I'm concerned. Because she did go to the altar, and she said that God forgive her of her sins. She got up with tears, and I didn't jerk her up off of the altar, so that's between her and God. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Ooh.
So, you know, God, he loved us so much when we wasn't lovable. And, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I think we need to pray for the people that's out there that's been listening to us tonight, that's maybe that's lost and don't know the way, don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, but we've given them enough scripture here tonight, enough of God's Word, if they'll put that in their heart and act upon it and believe God and ask Him to forgive them of their sins, I believe they can have salvation tonight.
Well, brother, like the saying is, you want to get out of sin's grave, get saved.
Amen.
Ooh.
Amen. Praise God.
It's as easy as ABCD. God, Jesus made it so easy. Say, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, he died,
Amen.
Rose again, and as you, a confession is made out of the mouth, it's a formation in the physical, because God spoke the word out, and the word that came out produced what he meant from inside. So if you mean it from inside, you want Jesus
Brother,
to come in, speak it.
Yeah. I would like to tell the people of the world that's listening, Jesus loves you. He really does. He's waiting on you with outstretched arms. He loves you with a love that human mind can't even comprehend. The love of God passes all understanding. It's so great, yet no, so small, it fits in your heart. Brothers and sisters of the world, I love you. God loves you. He's waiting on you.
Praise God.
Praise God. We've got about 19 seconds left, so, 90. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to save them and touch them out there.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before
yes.
you, God, we just ask, Lord, that you will touch that one, God, that's so near to hell, Lord, that's dying without any hope. Father, we ask you, God, that you will save them, God. Lord, just touch them, Lord. Let them know, God. Father, beyond every shadow of a doubt, God, that they can have salvation, that you have it and offer it to all men, God. And you said that it wasn't your wish that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And Father, we just ask you, God, that you'll just let them come to repent of their sins. Just take us and forgive them, God. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it in Jesus' holy name. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory, glory.
Yes.
I want to thank you both for coming on and being with us tonight, all of you, all three of you. That was on here with us. We want to just say that we really appreciate you, and we'll have to do this again there next week, Lord's willing. I don't have to be carried. It's coming. Brother Mazon, you want to go ahead and tell your time again?
Yes.
I'm a Wednesday night at 11, between 11 and 11:30, and my show starts, Hour of Celebration Talk Show, and the number to call in is 646-478-5813. 646-478-5813. And when you call in, it will be on. I'm bringing a man of God from Nashville who's going to share with us in the next 5 months what the Lord has scheduled to begin to take place. A lot of changes are going to be taking place, movements and stuff like that. So it's very good. It's going to be interesting at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, either 11 p.m. or 11:30, those two moments. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
We're more than glad to have you, brother.
Yeah.
So our time's up, so we'll tell you good night and bye and God bless you. And we'll talk to you again, or talk to you next week, Lord willing.
Amen. The Church of God, let's
brother.
Keep praying. Let's pray. Let's keep praying hard. Pray, pray, pray. God will come down and a lot of things will be happening for the body of Christ.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Well, let's just keep praying for Miracle Valley, because God's coming through on it.
Yes.
God done spoke to some people, and a couple of people, and told them to pay it off, and the man trying to hold up on them, not let them pay it off. But
we bind that spirit of hold back in the name of Jesus. He will not see his sleep tonight until he wakes up and say, I want it. Give it to me.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We love you.
Bless
we'll say good
all
night.
Right. Love you all.
Love you all, brother.
All right.
Love you.